Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and we are in the book of James, and it's been an amazing book, and one of my favorites, so it's fun to bring it to you in the New English Translation. Huge thanks to those who are sponsoring the podcast at Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and you can get all sorts of things like free paintings every month, and also a brick in the wall on every single post 365 days a year. So thank you to all of those who are sponsoring the podcast. Now here's the verses from chapter 3, verses 13 through 18 in the NET. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, he should show his works done in the gentleness that wisdom brings. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfishness in your hearts, do not boast and tell lies against the truth. Such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where there is jealousy and selfishness, there is disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and not hypocritical. And the fruit that consists of righteousness is planted in peace among those who make peace. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day. Thank you for the people that you have peopled our lives with, that you've populated our lives with. Thank you for our family members. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for those who are frustrating. Thank you for children. Thank you for aunts and uncles and grandparents. Thank you for a neighborhood. Thank you for the richness that church is and brings to us. So Lord, we just thank you for surrounding us with people. And we pray for your wisdom today. We want to be wise and understanding. We want to have that good conduct that James talks about to show the gentleness that wisdom brings. Lord, I'm reminded of how often when you encounter truth tellers, it's not necessarily with gentleness. It's sometimes with harshness. So Lord, I pray today that our words would be tempered, and that when we choose to speak the truth, we do it in love and not in harshness. Help us to have that balance of grace and truth, just like you did, Jesus, when you walked this earth. You were the epitome. You epitomized grace and truth. Lord, I pray for those folks who are battling bitter jealousy and selfishness in their hearts. And Lord, it's hard to even admit that. I know as I look back on my life, it's easier for me to discern it. In retrospect, it's not as easy to discern it in the moment. And so, Lord, I pray that you would search my heart and you would see where there's harmful ways in me and in the way I'm thinking. And Lord, if there is bitter jealousy in my life, I pray you would expose it. I pray that you would expose selfishness, and I know it's there. I know that I can be prideful and self-centered and self-seeking. And so, Lord, convict me of that. And Lord, we welcome your gaze. We welcome your holy look upon our lives. We don't want to tell lies. We want to tell the truth. We want to have the wisdom that comes solely from you, not popular culture, not what we read in a magazine, not what everybody believes and thinks is true. Because so often those things that our culture says are true are actually lies against what you are for, Lord. And so, Lord, help us to pull out what is true, what is good, what is noble, what is of good reputation, and let our minds be dwelling on those things. Lord, we don't want to be a jealous people. We don't want to be a selfish people. We don't want to live with disorder and every evil practice. We do want the wisdom that comes from above, that's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and not hypocritical. So we pray for all those things today, especially as it touches our relationships. We pray that in our relationships, we would be pure-hearted. In our relationships, especially the contentious ones, there would be a peaceable resolution. When we are tempted to be harsh, I pray today we would choose the route of gentleness. Help us to be people who are accommodating and not always pushing against or trying to make our own way or have our opinion be heard. We do, Jesus. We want to be full of mercy just like you were. We want to have good fruit, and we understand that good fruit flows from a heart that is good. So we pray that you would change our hearts so that we could have that good fruit. We want to be impartial. We want to not jump to conclusions. And of course, Jesus, we want our outsides to match our insides. We don't want to be hypocritical. So we ask for all these amazing things, and I trust you to bring it about. You said in your word that you are faithful to complete the work that you've begun from the book of Philippians, which we've already gone through. So I'm just so thankful for that, and I rest in that today. And I pray this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I hope that these prayers have been a blessing to you. If you would, if you have a little bit of a chance, if you could rate this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, you can go up to 5 stars on iTunes. It's just a click of the mouse. That's it. And if you do have a couple sentences you'd like to add about how God's been answering some prayers for you, I would love to hear that. And I read those reviews, so I'd love to see it. So I hope that this is an amazing week for you and that you just sense the smile of God upon your life.